AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel officials say cabinet members have approved a plan to capture all of Gaza and remain on the Strip for an unspecified time. The plan includes the displacement of hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to southern Gaza and is part of the country's efforts to pressure Hamas to free hostages and negotiate a ceasefire that aligns with Israel's terms. President Trump says he's directing the Bureau of Prisons to reopen Alcatraz. The former prison is on a California island off San Francisco and has been closed since 1963. The president also announced he's authorized officials to put a 100% tariff on foreign films that enter the U.S. On his Truth Social platform, the president says countries are offering incentives, drawing movie production out of the U.S. He says the films threaten national security and can include propaganda. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports cuts have eliminated more than a dozen U.S. government health tracking programs.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s motto is Make America Healthy Again, but government cuts could make it harder to know if that's happening. More than a dozen data gathering programs that track death and disease appear to have been eliminated in the Trump administration's first 100 days. The Associated Press examined draft and final budget proposals and spoke to more than a dozen current and former federal employees to determine the scope of the cuts to programs tracking basic facts about Americans' health. Among those terminated at the CDC are experts tracking abortions, pregnancies, job-related injuries, lead poisonings, sexual violence, and youth smoking. Federal officials have not given a public accounting of specific surveillance programs that are being eliminated.
The conclave to elect the next pope will be the most geographically diverse. Cardinals will be representing 71 countries. A total of 133 cardinals will be entering the Sistine Chapel to cast their vote. A two-thirds majority is needed to be elected pope. The winner must secure 89 votes. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Buddy Hield had 33 points and Stephen Curry added 22 as the 7th-seeded Warriors grounded the 2nd-seeded Rockets 103-89 on the road in Game 7 to win their first-round Western Conference playoff series. Golden State coach Steve Kerr.
Game 7 on the road, if you don't bring it, you're going home, and our guys brought it.
In the East, the Pacers shocked the top-seeded Cavaliers 121-112 on the road in Game 1 of their second-round series. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Jets overcame a two-goal deficit in the final 2 minutes of regulation as Adam Lowry's tip-in at 16-10 of double overtime sealed a 4-3 win over the Blues in the third-longest Game 7 in NHL history. And Scottie Scheffler matched the PGA Tour 72-hole scoring record with a closing 63 to finish 31 under par in an 8-shot win at the Byron Nelson.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.